righteousness and our relationships with Christ. He come to steal and rob us of that relationship. You know, he doesn't want us to operate in faith, but rather fear. You know, he tries to keep us divided so that we cannot fulfill the purpose that God has given us. We can't walk in prosperity and in unity as God has set up for us to. So we're going to have to be watching for what Satan is doing, because he really did come to steal, and he still does it. He came to steal, to kill, and to destroy us in any way he can. You know, and it, I want to read in Luke, the 12th chapter and the 31st verse, rather the 22nd chapter and the 31st verse. And it says, Jesus is speaking to Peter, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith faileth not. See, saints, our faith cannot fail. And we know, just like Jesus prayed for Peter, that that his faith does not fail, he prays the same way right now on the right hand of the Father, that our faith do not fail. And he said, and when thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. That's also a task that we have also. That once we get saved, once we get converted from sin, then we have to strengthen our brethren also. This is the job that we have as Christians. You know, he wants us to have the same demise for us. That's what Satan wants. He wants to have us to be, he wants us to have death instead of life. You know, but God says that he has given us life, and he has given us that life more abundantly. You know, Satan is the accuser. We know that. He is a liar, you know. He acts as the adversary. He is our adversary. He is a deceiver. These are the things we have to look for when we hear people come to us, because Satan is going to come to us through people. He's not going to come to us through a spirit that you can't see. It's going to be people that we know, people sometimes that we love and trust. And this is the attitude that they're going to have. And Satan is going to come to us as an accuser, you know, as a slanderer, slandering us, as an adversary, a tempter. He's going to tempt us a lot, just like he did Jesus in the wilderness. And he's a destroyer. I just told you about him and his destroying attitude. He tries to destroy us. And, saints of God, he is a liar. So we're going to have to be looking for those things if we're going to be able to stand with our armor on as a full, organized soldier for the Lord. We're going to have our war clothes on and ready to battle every day. You know, Satan is a liar. You know, we must fix our mind and our thoughts and our attitudes, our emotions. See, we are very emotional people. So we're going to have to learn to keep our attitudes under control. Our thoughts are going to have to be kept under control. Our emotions are going to have to be kept under control. You know, and especially we're going to have to keep our heart with all diligence, the scriptures say. Because we know that in our heart comes out the issues of life that we're going to have to face every day. You know, and if we don't do those things, then Satan is going to send, all kinds of attacks on us. He's going to send his demon forces and devils and evil spirits to attack us. We know Satan strategizes against us, you know, with his wiles and schemes and strategies. He combined all this arsenal to use against us. And we're walking around like mere people, like we don't have a head to think, like we don't know nothing about what God has given us to fight with. And we're allowing him to strategize against us every day. He uses schemes of lies and hypocrisy and all kinds of things. He sends people to us with all those different attitudes, you know. And then we stay in an attitude, and we stay in our emotions and think we can fight Satan. And we think we can fight him with medicine when he comes to us with sickness and disease. There is some things we can do with medicine, but in the most part, most of the things that Satan come after us with, it's incurable. The doctors don't have a cure for it. So we're going to have to learn to fight with the weapons that God has given us. You know, we know Satan, he has plans that he has designed, programs and plots to disrupt us, to stop us, to block us, to hinder our progress in any way he can. He plans to disrupt us, you know, with his strategizing and his plots. You know, and all those maneuvers like an army of a well-trained soldier and like our military branches in our country, this is how he stays ready and he prepares to take us down. Saints of God, we're going to have to remember, you know, Satan wants to wreck and ruin our lives and our soul, and he's well prepared. You know, he has legions of demons and devils, and he has hordes of evil spirits that are employed by him. You know, I tell you this because we need to know Satan. He's not sloppy, and he's well organized. So what does that tell us about our kingdom and the kingdom of God? God is not sloppy also. He has angels that we can use at our beck and call. When we put the word of God to prayer, you know, this is how we contact our God. This is how we stay in contact with the God that rules over us and reigns over us and protects us and keeps us. We have to use the spiritual weapons that he gave us. And the one of the most powerful weapons that he have given us as Christians is prayer, where we can call on the name of Jesus. And at the bat of an eyelash, angels can be there to help us, lest we dash our foot against a haradabuha. Oh, unless we dash our foot against a rock, they'll be there at our beck and call. These are our weapons, and they are weapons of defense. And we have to be ready to respond to whatever Satan sends. And I want to read in Ephesians 6:10-18. And it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." We have to be strong in the Lord. This is the first lesson we need to learn about these weapons. We have to be strong in the power of the Lord. Our power is not strong enough. We have to know how to get in the power of God. And the power of God is when the Holy Spirit come upon you and you begin to speak in new tongues as the Spirit give utterance, like it did in the day of Pentecost. And that's when the power of God comes upon us. It'll come upon us like it did Samson, you know. And Samson just was a regular man, just like we are. And the Holy Spirit and the power of God came upon him. And he took the jawbone of an ass. And he killed 1,000 men in battle with a jawbone of an ass. Now, saints, we know that that's not possible. Because for one thing, he wouldn't have been strong enough to slay 1,000 men in the natural. He wouldn't have been, that bone wouldn't have been able to stand for him to swing it 1,000 times to kill those 1,000 men. So we know we're dealing with supernatural powers. So don't be deceived, saints. Don't think that you got to fight Satan in your might and your power. No. He said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And he said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, you know, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world. These are the things that we're fighting. And against spiritual wickedness in high places. So, saints of God, we got our battle plan. We know what we're supposed to do. This is what you're supposed to know before you even get started in the battle. You need to know your God. that he's well able to take care of you. And you need to know the weapons that he's given you, that they're well able to take care of Satan. We don't even have to fight in this battle. We just have to keep our emotions and our five senses. We have to keep that under control. And if we can keep ourselves under control through the word of God, this is how we do it. We keep ourselves cleansed through the word of God. And when we do this, then we'll be able to use the weapons that God has given us in order to fight against the devil. And it's a spiritual battle. We have to know that. And in the 13th verse, it says, therefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil days. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, that you may be able to stand, you know, and to be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. You see, this you got to know it's going to be in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. This is what we have to do, saints of God. We have to make sure that we put these weapons on, and we can't try them on. We have to work with these weapons on every day. We have to go to bed with these weapons on. So just in case Satan thinks he's going to pull something overnight, you know, you get one of them phone calls and say, well, your sister is dying. We had to rush her to the emergency room. You got to be able to fight. You can't get up and go get your Bible and then put on that helmet of salvation. And you can't go and put those weapons on. Then you have to sleep in those things because they're supernatural. And we have to stay ready at all times. If our opponent, Satan, and all of his evil horde and corpse are going to be ready for us at any time, any day, to scheme and plot and lie and cheat and deal with us, then we're going to have to be ready also. So, saints of God, let's put on the weapons of our warfare and be ready to fight.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree
you died to save man. The tree.
Kelly's Sitting Services is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, NOW SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs. Kelly's Sitting Services Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
That's what I